You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey, I'm Brett.
And I'm Steven.
And we are the Broadway Husbands. We are your all-American married couple making their living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On the Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure you leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on. Take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands.
Make sure to check out the Broadway Podcast Network, which we are very proud to be members of. Go to bpn.fm/husbands to check out all of our episodes. Leave a review. And also check out BroadwayLifeApparel.com, where we have designed Broadway-themed apparel. And some of it actually goes to benefit the Actors Fund during this COVID-19 crisis. So if you want to help make a difference and get something in return, check out BroadwayLifeApparel.com. Well, we have been in Pittsburgh since about 16 days after the Broadway shutdown.
And so it'll be 6 weeks tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness, we've been here for 6 weeks.
And by the time this airs, this is Brett, I will have had my birthday.
What?
And
wait, your birthday is coming up?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
And let's say, okay, so Wicked isn't happening. So what have we been doing with our time? I have been coaching a lot with the Broadway Life Coach. That's my side business. So if you're anyone who wants to be an aspiring actor and is looking for advice or coaching, check out BroadwayLifeCoach.com. Steven is teaching.
I've been teaching ballet at Ballet Academy East on Wednesdays and Fridays, and also training privately and group classes at Ballet Beautiful. You can check out my schedule on my Instagram. I usually post it there.
And I try to work out every day. I've done a little better the last couple weeks.
I've been taking class, which has been fun. We've been taking long walks together.
Lots of walks.
Lots of walks.
In fact, we just took a walk and we saw 4 deer.
Just right in the yard next to
us. A couple bunny rabbits.
Bunny rabbits. We heard a cat like meowing, I
Maybe
guess.
It was in heat.
I don't know what was going on, but doing something.
The cats are out. The bunnies are out. The deer are out.
The chipmunks are out.
And we're sort of like, you can't see this in the East Village.
No.
So it's certainly been kind of a nice little break to get a little nature in our lives.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw a deer running down 7th Street in the East Village.
But, or somebody dressed like
or
a deer.
Somebody pretending to be a deer. But so on tonight's episode, we're calling it The Love Languages.
We were asked by a couple people have suggested, what are your love languages? And we didn't know. So we looked up the 5 love languages. If you don't know what the 5 love languages is, it's a book. And there's a website, 5lovelanguages.com, where you can take a quiz.
Now, and find out what language you most respond to or communicate to.
So
we're going to take
the quiz. We decided we're going to take the quiz out loud with you all and then tell you the results. And we'll discover it all together. So while you're listening to this, or maybe you want to take it with us, go to 5lovelanguages.com. Maybe you'll think about what your answers are.
All right, Brett's computer, I can see it. So you can you turn your computer so I don't see it?
Fine.
Okay, good. So I still can see it.
What's your gender?
Gender. Okay, that's easy. Done.
Male.
Age.
35 to 44. What?
Okay. Married or in a relationship?
Married.
Yes. Have you read The Five Languages by Gary Chapman as the
author? Gary Chapman is the author. No. Somebody, hey Gary, if you want to send us a copy, we'll read it.
We would love to read it. It's more meaningful to me when I receive a loving note/text, email for no special reason from my loved one, or my partner and I hug.
It's more meaningful to me when I can spend alone time with my partner, just the two of us, or my partner does something practical to help me out.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a little gift as a token of our love for each other, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner unexpectedly does something for me, like filling my car or doing my laundry, or my partner and I touch.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner puts his or her arm around me when we're in public, or my partner surprises me with a gift.
It's more meaningful to me when I'm around my partner, even if we're not really doing anything, or I hold hands with my partner.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a gift, or I hear, "I love you" from my partner.
That's a tough one.
It is.
It's more meaningful to me when I sit close to my partner, or I am complimented by my loved one for no apparent reason.
It's more meaningful to me when I get the chance to just hang out with my partner, or I unexpectedly get small gifts from my partner.
It's more meaningful to me when I hear my partner tell me, "I am proud of you," or my partner helps me with a task.
It's more meaningful to me when I get to do things with my partner, or I hear supportive words from my partner.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things, or I feel connected to my partner through a hug.
It's more meaningful to me when I hear praise from my partner, or my partner gives me something that shows he or she was really thinking about me.
It's more meaningful to me when I'm about to just be, when I'm able to be around my partner, or I get a back rub or a massage from my partner.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner reacts positively to something I've accomplished, or my partner does something for me that I know they don't particularly enjoy.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I kiss frequently, or I sense my partner is showing interest in the things I care about.
Oh, I don't know if I meant to answer. Really.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner works on special projects with me that I have to complete, or my partner gives me an exciting gift.
It's more meaningful to me when I'm complimented by my partner on my appearance, or my partner takes the time to listen to me and really understand my feelings.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I share non-sexual touch in public, or my partner offers to run errands for me.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner does a bit more than his or her normal share of the responsibilities we share around the house, work-related, etc., or I get a gift that I know my partner puts thought into choosing. That's hard.
Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't check his
Wait, I don't know. I still
pick one.
I don't know. Wait.
Pick one, Steven. Doesn't matter.
Go.
Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't check his or her phone while talking, or my partner goes out of their way to do something that relieves pressure on me.
It's more meaningful to me when I can look forward to a holiday because of a gift I anticipate receiving, or I hear the words, "I appreciate you," from my partner.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner brings me a little gift after he or she has been traveling without me, or my partner takes care of something I'm responsible to do, but I feel too stressed to do at the time.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner doesn't interrupt me while I'm talking, or gift giving is an important part of our relationship.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner helps me out when he or she knows I'm already tired, or I get to do something while spending time with, I get to go somewhere while spending time with my partner.
I don't know. I'm just gonna say that. All right. Wait, did I do it? Oh yeah. It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I are physically intimate, or my partner gives me a little gift that he or she picked up in the normal course.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner says something encouraging to me, or I get to spend time in a shared activity or hobby with my partner.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner surprises me with a small token of their appreciation, or my partner and I touch a lot during the normal course of the day.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner helps me out, especially if I know they're already busy, or I hear my partner specifically tell me, I appreciate you.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner and I embrace after we've been apart for a while, or I hear my partner say how much I mean to him or her.
Oh, 100%.
Wait.
That was it for me.
How did I get another question?
I don't know.
It's more meaningful to me
when?
When I'm around my partner, even if we're not really doing anything, or my partner does something practical to help me out.
What's your answer? Interesting. Mine's acts of service.
I got a...
What did you get? Quality time.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So what does quality time mean, Stephen?
Quality time is, in the vernacular of quality time, nothing says I love you like full undivided attention. Being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, and all chores and tasks on standby makes your significant other feel truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed dates, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful. Quality time also means sharing quality conversation and quality activities.
I would just like to say, we had Steven's parents, who are staying about a mile, they live about a mile and a half from where we're staying, take this test, and Steven and his dad got the same.
How dare you?
You're both quality time.
That's right.
And what's interesting is your mom and I got the same results.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
Oh, my God. So, what is your result?
Acts of service. Can vacuuming the floors really be an expression of love? Absolutely. Anything you do to ease the burden of responsibilities weighing on an acts of service person will speak volumes. The words he or she most want to hear.
I can help you with that. Can I help you with that?
Let me do that for
you. Let me do that for you. Let me do that for you.
Oh, that's like music to my ears, Stephen. Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tell speakers of this language their feelings don't matter. Finding ways to serve speaks volumes to the recipient of these acts. What do you think, Stephen? Is that accurate?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I think for you, I think it's pretty accurate. Yeah. What was your second choice? Your second?
It was physical touch.
Mine was acts of service.
Interesting.
And then my third one was physical touch, then receiving gifts, and then words of affirmation.
Wow. You don't need much affirmation.
No, I just need like your time. I need you to touch me and I need you to do things for me. Okay? All right?
Well, that's so interesting. I feel like we should read the book now because yeah. I would like to know more about how to speak your language.
I wish you would, you know?
I know.
I mean, I actually think that we do pretty good with this because, you know, in periods of our relationship when maybe we aren't listening to one another or aren't communicating, we've figured out how to. Maybe not always like super gracefully, but you know, there have been times when we've had to have conversations about our feelings and about what we want from one another. And, you know, we're definitely a work in progress. And I'm super grateful that we're in this quarantine isolation together. And now I'm even more grateful that you know what language to speak to me. Do you think that I do a good job of speaking your language? Mm-hmm. Or no? Sounded like a lie. You went, mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like times where I feel like, and this is, we've talked about this. If I don't tell you to do it, it doesn't happen. Right. I have to literally be like, that do this and this and this and this.
Yes, but I also
think do it and you will always do it, but there's never a moment where it's like, oh, and while I was doing that, I saw these other things I could do and I did those.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess you're right, but like also I don't know that, like a lot of times I feel like you don't tell me that you want me to do those certain things.
Right, that's the point.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think you speak my language?
I think you are so physical that sometimes I think I...
No, but mine is not physical.
It's right. What is it? Quality time? I think sometimes...
It's quality time.
I think sometimes I piss you off with my distractions because I get very...
Yeah, you're super distracted all of the time.
I'm very ADD.
Yes.
And so I'm always like, can you not... bang all these things on the table while we're recording. It's gonna be all in the recording. So I think, you know, you want a lot of times you want like undivided attention, and usually you want it when I'm in the middle of like working, and that can be frustrating. But I do think I could do better when we are together to
thank you,
not be thank on my
you.
Phone.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for acknowledging that. I know that must have been hard for you. It's so funny. I feel so, it's like we're in isolation, right? But like, I feel so worn out today. It's so interesting. I think it's because like we painted my brother's house the other day and like, I'm tired from that. And then like I taught and I took a ballet class. And then, you know, I don't know. It's like I feel very tired today.
You're very busy.
I'm just so busy.
You're just so busy in quarantine.
I mean, I guess, whatever that means. It's interesting. I just feel very calm.
Calm. Well, let's talk about our next segment. We call this segment Spotlight on Love.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. So the question is from a follower on Instagram who DM'd us and they said, I'm thinking about moving from New York to Seattle to be with my boyfriend. We've been dating long distance for 3 years. Do you think it's a good time, or should we wait for the pandemic to end?
Oof. I mean, personally, if you're going from New York to Seattle, these are like two of the worst hit cities in America for the pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
I would say like tell your boyfriend to meet you somewhere in the middle.
Maybe North Dakota? I don't know who has a low rate. I don't know.
Any of the Dakotas. COVID
rate.
I don't know. Montana.
Not a low interest rate. A low COVID rate.
Montana would be pretty.
Maybe Montana. Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe now is not the best time, but like, I also feel like if you have like plans in motion and you've already kind of like got the ball rolling by either like buying a house or already renting an apartment, or you have a job that I guess that doesn't make sense, but because I feel like everything would be online. So I don't know, but I would say, I guess now is probably not the best bet. Like maybe wait a month or two and like see where we're at in this whole like craziness that's going on. And you know, because right now it feels like there's still like not a lot of answers, and especially if you're going from one hot zone to the other hot zone, maybe it's not the best idea right now.
Also, like, I mean, unless you have a job, and I just feel like moving right now until everything is really back online.
Yeah, because like who knows what's going to happen to the economy, like honestly.
And you're going to move to a city where like what are the jobs you're going to have? What is your boyfriend's job going to be? There's just so much stuff in the air, up in the air, that I just wonder if like it might be better to just wait, unless you're like, you know, this is the one, you want to be together, and you're willing to like, you just take the risk of like, we have a friend who was in Wicked with me, who drove across the country to get home to LA, and she ended up getting, like, she stayed, I think, it took her 4 days, and she stayed at, like, two different hotels, and then she got
virus. She got COVID, yeah.
And so you're just risking a lot, I think, mm-hmm. by doing that, and if you're willing to risk it because you love him, then I say go for it, but...
Yeah, but just, maybe you can consider relocating somewhere else together. I don't know. It's so hard to say. I think you should do you, and you probably know what that is, but if you're second-guessing it, then just wait. Just wait.
What would you have done if we had been dating? And let's say, like, so when we started dating, I went to Denver, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Denver was like in April.
Okay.
So let's say that the shutdown happened. I was in Denver, you were in New York. What would you have done?
Well, so was it before I went to Denver?
I don't remember. Yeah, I guess so.
So like in the state our relationship
like, you know, was... like we have friends who are in Toronto with Hamilton. And, they flew up to be together because they had already paid for their housing.
Oh, yeah.
What would you have wanted to do?
Like, I don't know. I mean, I know that we probably would have talked on the phone a lot because we did mm-hmm. at that time. So, like, I think that it might end up just us trying to get together somewhere. I don't know. But
yeah. Would you have stayed in New York, you think?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Right.
I would have left.
Yeah. Which we did.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, right?
I would have not stayed. Like, whether I was with you or by myself, I would have probably left around the same time that I did.
So, our poor New York City, man, it is just being really ravaged by this thing because there's just no way, like, with them shutting Broadway down until September 6th or longer.
Or longer, yeah.
That the city's going to bounce back too quick, right?
Yeah, I mean, it will. It's just going to take time. And, you know, tomorrow is... Not tomorrow. Oh, my God. Friday. I keep thinking tomorrow is Friday.
I don't know why.
It's totally...
It's Wednesday.
It's Tuesday today. I've done this, like, three times today. Anyways, so on Friday, certain counties, like, upstate, are going to start opening things in New York. So that's positive. And, you know... We'll see what happens, and hopefully everyone will continue to be safe and there won't be like crazy breakouts, and you know, I just hope for the best. I mean, that's all we can do right now, and
mm-hmm.
and do our part, stay in, wash your hands, try and figure out new ways to create income. That's like kind of what's happening.
Yeah.
And
so if you're, I would say, like, if you don't have a job and your boyfriend's in Seattle, just go be with the people you love.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I would have said.
Yeah. I think you should go. I don't know. I don't know.
I tell you what, if we take for granted how nice it is to not
be together,
be alone.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't take that for granted. I think it's probably really hard for some people who are by themselves.
I can only
and by themselves in New York City would be really tough. So I
go
think
meet them.
Go be with them, but be
careful,
so safe, clean, wash everything all the time. You can't be too clean.
Nope.
So
Mr. Clean.
Well, thank you for writing in. If you want some relationship advice from us that's completely unqualified, shoot us a DM on Instagram at Broadway Husbands, or check out our website, BroadwayHusbands.com, and you can shoot us an email there. Plus, we have lots of goodies coming to the website, some blogs coming soon.
Ooh,
so we want to
goodies,
have...
Goodies, like bonbons?
Yeah, so join our email list so that you don't miss a thing. And don't forget to...
love who you love.
And love what you do.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.